This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A $2.8 million study looking at the feasibility of high-speed rail from Fort Collins to Pueblo has identified five potential routes that could carry more than 10 million passengers annually along the I-25 corridor. The study comes as Colorado emerges from the Great Recession and traffic has begun to pick up dramatically. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about this idea. Now, Jeff, a high-speed rail line could really do a lot to reduce that traffic. The line itself won't come easily for a number of reasons, but if it did happen, what would a high-speed rail line look like along I-25?
Well, it would be fast, Erin. These trains travel at speeds up to 147 miles per hour. Now, depending on which route is selected, the line might connect Fort Collins with DIA, or it might take passengers into downtown Denver to the new Union Station where they could catch a train out to DIA, or travel further south to Colorado Springs and Pueblo.
Well, couldn't we just build bus lines to do the same thing?
That's not clear yet. One of the beauties of high-speed rail is that it is fast, but it could be built in a way that complements existing mass transit systems, such as Metro Denver's Fast Tracks.
Right. Well, this project is really quite sizable if it's going to serve 10 million passengers a year. Why does it need to be that big?
Primarily because of growth. Traffic studies indicate that car and truck traffic is supposed to double by 2035. And according to state traffic planners, that will add a huge burden to the already overused road system.
Well, mass transit is almost always an expensive proposition. How much would something like this cost to build?
Preliminary cost estimates, Erin, indicate that the price tag would be something around $15 billion. Now, that's roughly three times as much as it's costing to build fast tracks, which includes bus, rapid transit, and light rail. The high-speed rail system would be much larger than Fast Tracks, of course, because it will serve the entire Front Range, not just Metro Denver.
Right, and I think it makes sense to consider a project that would link all the major cities. But can we afford to build it?
Yeah, that's something our elected leaders and voters will ultimately have to decide. Early cost-benefit projections indicate, however, that the rail lines are appealing to commuters and that they would generate enough annual revenue to more than cover operating costs.
Is this similar to the high-speed rail proposals that are being looked at to serve the ski areas along the I-70 corridor?
It could be. One of the routes being studied would allow commuters to jump on a high-speed train in Fort Collins and then connect to a westbound train that goes up to the ski resorts.
Cool. Well, how long would it take to build this?
Planners say that if they get the go-ahead, of course, that it will be important to get an initial test segment up and running in the next 10 to 12 years. With the full build-out completed by 2035.
So what comes next in the project?
Well, this summer planners have a number of things to do, including refining ways to improve the system's performance, updating cost estimates, and developing a financial plan. The study wraps up this fall.
We'll have to take another look then. Thanks,
indeed.
Jeff. Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.